The soul and body both function together in this human world. And the purpose of the soul taking on a physical body, it's to be able to express itself in action through thoughts, words, and deeds. And having done this, one also then receives the return of those thoughts, words, and deeds. This is described as the law of action and reaction. Whatever it is I put out comes back to me as a reaction. Whatever cause I initiate, I myself experience the effect of that. And so the law of causality, the law of action-reaction, in another language is described as the law of karma. The word karma simply means action, without any connotation of the quality that's involved. There are further descriptions of that later on, but karma simply means action. And so karma yoga indicates that when there is truly a state of yoga, a state of link with God, then the experiences that I have in my meditation must be expressed and revealed through the quality of my actions. And the quality of my actions will determine to what extent I'm able to actually experience a relationship with God. And so both factors become independent. Another interpretation of this term, karma yoga, is that because this particular yoga is such a simple form of inner connection of the soul with God through the mind and the heart, through my thoughts and feelings, I'm able to maintain this consciousness of the eternal connection with God through all the performance of my daily duties, through all the actions that I'm engaged in. And so yoga can actually take place whilst I'm engaged in karma. It is important, obviously, to spend a few minutes in meditation, just simply in silent yoga, but it's also very important to continue with that awareness through my time of karma. Even as a little child, maybe perhaps at the age of 2, we learn about karma, though perhaps we don't put it into that context. A child will throw a ball and see the ball come bouncing back. In a very simple way, this illustrates karma. Or when I throw a boomerang, after a little while, it's going to come right back to me. In certain scriptures, this has been described as sowing and reaping. As you sow, so shall you reap. It's one of the absolute laws of the universe. And in fact, it is because of this law that the universe keeps ticking on. It's not possible to say which was the very, very, very first action that took place, just as it's not possible to say whether it was the acorn that came first or the oak that came first. Which is it? Is it the seed or the tree? Or is it the tree and then the seed? And so one begins to see a cycle, a pattern which is eternal, continuing, ongoing. The power of God's love is that firstly, God explains to us the secrets of karma. Secondly, God's love is the power that enables us to settle all karma and become free from any bondages that we may have created by allowing a transformation to take place within the human soul. But first and foremost, karma means responsibility.